Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Emily.
Hey, Emily, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Yeah, I kind of need help finding something out. It has to do with my boyfriend.
Okay, what is the boyfriend's name?
Aiden.
Okay, what are we trying to find out?
So, I went to Myrtle Beach last weekend for a bachelorette party, and, you know, I had talked to Aiden before I left and everything, and he mentioned that he left his phone charger over at my apartment, so basically, when I was there, I texted my roommates and told him that he was coming over on Saturday to pick it up. And, you know, whatever. Everything was cool. So fast forward to Monday night, I am coming home from work and I'm walking into my building. And one of my neighbors is like, hey, did your boyfriend's car get broken into on Saturday night? And I'm like, no, he wasn't here on Saturday night. And she just like kind of gave me this confused look and was like, oh, I could have sworn I saw him leaving your place on Sunday morning and a bunch of our cars got broken into, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Did she think your boyfriend was breaking into everybody's cars or something?
No. I don't think so. But, like, the whole I saw him leaving your place on Sunday morning thing was kind of what threw me off, you know? So I did go to my roommates and, you know, I asked if he came over on Saturday and they were both just like, yeah, he was here for a minute. And then they like kind of had this weird look when they said it. Like, I don't know how to describe it. But it was like the whole vibe was just very uncomfortable.
Okay. But did you ask him about it?
Yeah. No, I was like, hey, did you get your phone charger? Okay. And he was like, yeah, but that was it.
Okay, so what are we trying to figure out today, then? If your boyfriend came over to your apartment while you were gone?
Well, no, because I already know he came over when I was gone, but I want to know why my neighbor would say that she saw him leaving the next morning.
Oh, I see. Okay, so why did he spend the night at your apartment? Maybe he missed you. Maybe he missed you so much he wanted to sleep in your bed so he could smell your hair on his pillow.
yeah, good theory. Seriously doubt that, though.
Okay. Maybe his place is being fumigated or something.
Okay, then why wouldn't he just tell me that straight out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think your roommates know more than they're telling you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's kind of what it seems like, you know? It's like, the way they said it, it just feels like something's going on, but nobody wants to talk about it with me.
I wonder if we texted both your roommates individually and, like, we pretended to be Aiden. I wonder what they would say. Like, if we texted each of them and was like, hey, this is Aiden. Does Emily know I was over at the apartment this weekend? I wonder what the responses would be.
Emily, what are your roommates' names?
Michaela and Ashley.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we start, okay, by texting each of them and just, we'll say, hey, it's Aiden. Does Emily know I was over at the apartment this weekend? Let's see what each one writes back. So, Emily, hang on for a second. We're going to text them during the break, and then we'll read their responses, and we'll decide where we're going to go next when we come back. Okay, so we texted both of the roommates, and let's read the message that we sent first. What was the message we sent to both Michaela and Ashley?
Okay, so it said, hey, this is Aiden. Does Emily know that I was over at the apartment this past weekend?
Okay, so read the first response, not the good one. Read the short one.
So Michaela wrote, not that I know of. and put the whole I don't know emoji after.
Okay. Now, here is where things start getting good. Listen to what the other roommate, Ashley, wrote.
So, Ashley wrote, I told you guys I'm staying completely out of it. You're adults. Figure it out.
So, Emily, it sounds like something interesting is going on here, but it doesn't involve Ashley at all. So, let's do this. Send Michaela a text back real quick. Tell her, I'm calling you. Please pick up. And then I'll text homeboy Aiden at his number and be like, hey, it's Michaela. I need to talk to you. I'm about to call you. While we're doing that, we're going to play a super short song here. And when we come back, we're going to do a three-way call to both of them.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing. Just about to go drop off my car for the state inspection.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get mine done, too. I think mine's, like, 2 months late.
Yeah, I let mine go, but my freaking apartment people will definitely tow my car if it's not up to date.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, it happened to one of the guys in my building. So what's going on?
Well, you tell me. Does Emily know something?
Does Emily know something about what?
About us?
I mean, I don't think so, unless you think Ashley said something to her.
I already talked to Ashley. She said she hasn't said anything, so I don't think it's her.
Okay, well, I guess she doesn't know anything then.
Well, then why did you text me and ask me about her then?
When did I text you?
Just now? You just texted me and was like, I need to talk to you right away.
No, you just texted me that.
No, I didn't.
Actually, you guys, that was us who texted you.
Who the hell is this?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. In fact, we have Emily on with us. She's been listening the entire time. Emily, did you want to say anything?
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, first I'd like to hear an explanation. What the hell is going on?
I mean, that's what I would like to know. There's, like, nothing going on.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Okay, you know what? You're not going to say anything, but then I will, okay? Emily, I'm really, really sorry, but Aiden and I have been hooking up behind your back, okay?
We have not been hooking up. We've just been getting to know each other. That's all.
Yeah, but also hooking up. And he's too scared to say anything, but he wants to break up with you. And we want to see where things go with us. And I'm really, really sorry about all of this. And I totally understand if you want me to move out, but the situation is what it is.
Hold on. Like, what? I'm sorry. I'm completely in shock right now. How long has this been happening?
I mean, it started when he helped me move in, but we started hooking up after your birthday party. You remember that night we got drunk and passed out in your bed?
Yeah, my birthday?
Yeah, that was the first night we hooked up.
And neither one of you had the f***ing decency to tell me about it?
I mean, I honestly thought that it was only going to be a one-time thing.
Yeah, we both did, actually.
And then it just sort of turned into more than once.
Okay, wait. So, it was supposed to be a one-night thing. You guys have been screwing each other behind my back. Okay. So, here's the deal. I'm going to stay at my parents' house for a week. Michaela, I'd appreciate it if you found a new place to live and tell Ashley to let me know when you're leaving.
Hey, can I just explain something real quick?
No. You can shut up and hang up. I don't ever want to hear from you again. You don't call me. You don't text me. You don't try to explain anything to me. Okay? You are a horrible freaking excuse for a boyfriend, like, who can't even keep his d*** in his pants. Which is really surprising by far, the smallest thing I've ever seen in my 23 years on this planet. So you two can have fun with each other. You really do deserve each other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.